You're listening to SBS News.
On the 6th of June 1944, Allied forces began the largest seaborne military operation of World War II. The D-Day landings involved over 150,000 military personnel, mostly from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. But the push to liberate France from German occupation also involved troops from many other countries: Australia, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, Denmark, France, Greece, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and Poland. The coordinated offensive, codenamed Operation Overlord, would come to be regarded as a turning point in World War II. The day began with British and US paratroopers landing in the fields of Normandy, followed shortly by the arrival of thousands of troops along the French coastline. British veteran sailor Richard Llewellyn was just 18 years old and was involved in the Allied ships' attack on German coast guards. He says the noise of the fighting on land and sea was unbelievable.
We opened fire 2 hours before the landings, which was about 5:15 in the morning, we had a duel with the guns for a while, and then we obviously were opening fire. And incidentally, the noise at that time, with all ships started bombarding targets all the way along the Normandy beach, and aeroplanes were over and dropping, I think there were 900 aeroplanes above the beaches dropping bombs.
The D-Day offensive took over a year to plan, with Allied forces meeting in secret to strategize and train for their specific roles. The plan was for the Allies to capture 5 beaches: Gold, Juno, Sword, Utah, and Omaha, before then advancing inland. While the Allies were successful in their task, it came at great cost to human life. US veteran and former Army medic Charles Shea was one of the first to land on the French shores. Just 19 years old at the time, he arrived to see hundreds of bodies, some of them his friends.
Seeing the dead and the wounded. There were so many. On that day, when I came ashore, I had to sit down and think, because I had to push all of this out of what I was seeing. I had to push out of my mind. I could not operate and think about this. So I sat down and concentrated and pushed this out of my mind. I did not think about it anymore. And then I was able to operate and do the things that I was trained to do: treat the wounded and try to save lives.
Leading into the 1944 landing, Adolf Hitler and his armies occupied most of mainland Europe. Hitler's hopes of total domination rested on holding the Allies at the coastlines, while his main German forces defeated the Soviet Union in the east. Australian War Memorial senior historian Dr. Lachlan Grant says the Allies recognised this and knew they needed to successfully invade France and reclaim Central Europe in order to stop Hitler.
The direct route across the Channel would have been to the Pas-de-Calais region a bit further north, but that's where the Germans were expecting the British and Americans to land. So the Normandy was chosen to provide a bit more of an element of surprise, and in particular, it was chosen because the beaches there were particularly suitable for their large vehicle to get off the beach, and also it was still within range of British and American aircraft fighter cover.
The D-Day offensive ended the Nazi occupation of France, and in the months which followed, other nations were liberated from Hitler's armies.
If D-Day had never occurred, certainly the peoples in Western Europe would have remained living under that Nazi regime and all of the horrors that entailed, including the Holocaust. So it's incredibly important. The Western Allies were fighting for liberal democracy and the kind of ideals that we enjoy in our daily lives, the right to vote in free elections, the right for a fair court hearing, the right to practice our religions.
The success of the D-Day offensive ultimately led to the end of World War II in Europe on the 14th of August 1945. The landings, however, cost the lives of roughly 10,000 Allied troops and an estimated 4,000 to 9,000 Germans. British D-Day veteran 96-year-old Richard Thomas Petzer says the deaths are not in vain.
Of course, I lost a couple of friends by the side of me and all that business, no? But, you know, I'm happy because the simple reason is this. I sacrificed my youth so the youth of the day can enjoy their youth in peace.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.